Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shurim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak Shalom. We are now in Masechet Avodah Zarah, Daf Chaf Tet Amud Bet. At the top, we have a relatively long Mishnah. It's really three Mishnayot put together. But as I put in the handout, we're only going to take a look at the very beginning of the first of these Mishnayot over the course of this and the next podcast. Then we'll go back and refer to it as we continue analyzing it. Elu Devarim Shal Ovdei Kochavim Asuran V'Isuran Isur Hana'at. Following are things of the pagans that are prohibited as far as ingesting, and there is also a prohibition of getting any benefit. What are they? Hayayin, wine, or if they have vinegar that was originally wine. Okay, we're going to stop at that point. Skip to the Gemara. Yanayim Menalan, how do we know that wine, libated wine, or the wine that we buy from them, is prohibited, or we get from them? Or Avua Makrak. Pasuk in Parshat Hazino says, pairs participating in pagan sacrifices with drinking their libated wine. Just like a korban is prohibited, meaning a korban of avodah zarah, we're not allowed to get any benefit from it. Similarly, the wine. How do we know we're not allowed to get benefit from their avodah zarah? It's an interesting circle here. Pasuk in Tehillim describes the worship of Po'or as being like eating from the dead. Ma meit asur bahana, just like you're not allowed to get benefit from a dead body. Av zevach nami asur bahana. Similarly, an idolatrous offering. So now, umeit gufim in Allah. Now let's keep it pushing it back. How do we know we're not allowed to get benefit from a dead body? Atesham sham mi ola mi egla rufa. The word sham appears in the context of the death of a very famous person, we'll see, and in the context of an egla rufa, that calf that is killed in the place where a homicide, where we don't know who the killer is performed. Tiv ha'chavatamot sham miryam uktiv hatam varfu sham et ha'gla banachal. Ma'la halan asur bahana afkar asur nami asur bahana. Just like the egla rufa and the area around it, you're not allowed to get hana, you can't plant there, etc. Similarly, a mate. So v'hatam analan, how do you know that an egla rufa you can't get hana from? I added that pasuk in pasuk 5 on the page, that at the end of the Egla Rufa ceremony, they say, Kaper Le'amcha Yisrael. And since it's a form of kapara, it is sort of an extended form of kodshim. We all know that korbanot of the mikdash, we're not allowed to get benefit from. The best proof of that is if we do get illicit benefit, we are liable for mi'ilah. Therefore, we extend it back and say, aha, Egla Rufa is an extension of kodshim. And because sham sham means a mate is, because a mate, comparison with Baal Peor means Zivchei Avodah Zarah, and because in Hazinu, offerings to idols, and the Yayin Nesach are compared, therefore Yayin Nesach is prohibited. Okay, so Pshita, Mishum Da'ach, it's Pakale Yisurei. What do you think? Because it went sour, the Yisur is gone? He had wine, the wine was Asur, it went sour. Now, we wouldn't think that it would lose its Yisur. Rashi Hatal Shmini says it's coming to teach us something sort of inverted. Chometz shalanu biyar ovdei kochavim. If we have chometz and vinegar and we give it to them to watch, ain't sarich chotam b'toch chotam. It doesn't need a double seal. We'll get to a double seal in the next podcast to protect that it's the proper, the same one we gave them and that it's still okay. Why? Imishum in suchi. If it's because of nyayin nesech lo menaschi, they won't be menasech that. And that's what we see from our Mishnah, that if it was originally wine in their hands and then it became chometz, so it's still asur. But if wine in our hands became chometz, we gave it to them, they're not going to be menasechet as chometz. V'imishu mechlufi, if you think they might swap it for some other vinegar, kemendikachotam lotarach mezayif, it's not worth their forging the seal and going through all that trouble just to swap one vinegar for another. So therefore, one seal is enough. Now, amra bi'ila, shaninu, yain b'vushal shalov dekochavim. They have wine, they then cooked, shamit chilato yain, or they boiled, it was originally proper wine, asur. Why? So the same issue, pshita, mishum de'iv shalpaka le'isur, just because he baked, boiled it up, think the isur would go away, evaporate, amarashi, atal shmuin, and yan vushal shlan biyad of the kochav, min tzarei chotam yad toh chotam. Same idea, is that teaches you that if we have yayin that's already mevushal, and we give it to them, all you need is one seal to make sure that when you get it back from them, you had them watch it, that it's the same one. They're not going to bring it to their idols because it's Yan Vushal, it's inferior. If you think he's going to swap it, He's not going to go to all the trouble to forge the seal and go through all of that bother just to swap some bad wine for other bad wine. Okay, Tana Rabbanan. Let's talk about Yain Vushal more. Yain Vushal va'alon tichel of de kochavim. It's a kind of medicinal mixture. We'll see what it is. Asurin. Why? Because it was wine in their hands. Alontit kibriata, but if you have the pure alontit, then muteret. Vezu alontit, let's see what it is. Kedetanya, we see in the context of Shabbat. Osin enomlin ve'enosin alontit. This is the issue of refuah b'Shabbat, to touched on recently. Vezu enomlin ve'ezu alontit. So what are these two things? Enomlin is yayin udvash pilpulin. The wine and honey and some pepper is evidently something you would drink as a normal drink anyway, so you can have it on Shabbat. Alontit is yayin yashan umayim stulin, clear water, vafar simon, persimmon. That's something you wouldn't normally drink, so therefore it's prohibited as far as refuah goes. Ta'avdi levei masuta. Rabbi Rav Yosef Damer Tavayu. So now let's keep looking at yayin mushal. Yayin mazug, diluted wine. Ein bo mishum gilui. Now, just to introduce this, and I didn't put this on the handout, much of an explanation, is there's a prohibition we read about in the Mishnah of Trumot about water or other liquids, particular liquids that were left outside uncovered overnight. And the concern is that a snake may have gone to drink them and put his own poison in them. So wine is among them, but we're saying that wine that's diluted, there's no gilui, because the assumption is the snake won't be interested. Yain mevushal en bo mishum nisuch. And wine that's boiled wine, this is, of course, what we all rely on when we have non-Jewish waiters serving us at weddings, and they have Yain mevushal. There's no issue of nisuch. Now, ibaya lehu, now the question is, do we cross and match? Yain mevushal, yish bo mishum gilui, en bo mishum gilui. What about yain mevushal, which we said there's no din of nisuch? Is there an issue of gilui, of it being uncovered, and the concern about snakes? Toshma, heid Rabbi Yaakov bar Yidiel yain mevushal, shein bo mishum gilui. So he testified that the earlier rabbi said there's no issue of gilui with Yain Mevushal. Rabbi Yane bar Yishmael Chalash, there's a story where he was sick. Al gabei Rabbi Yishmael ban Zerud, another Rabbi Yishmael came to visit him. Rabban and the other students, Lishulibe, they came to visit him in a sick bed. Yatvi v'komi bayaluhu, they asked the question, Yain Mevushal, yesh bo mishum gilui o ein bo mishum gilui? So, asked this question, Rabbi Yishmael ben Zerud, hachim Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, mishum gavaraba, and who did he quote? Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Shimon Lakish quoted Rabbi Chia, Yain Mevushal ein bo mishum gilui. So once it's Yain Mevushal, there is no din of gilui, the snakes won't go after. Okay, that confirms what we saw earlier. Now, Amrulei Nisvach, so they said to the sick rabbi, should we rely on this? Machvilu Rabbi Yaneb Rabbi Shmuel, alayvi al tzavari. He made a mark saying, it's on my neck, meaning I'll take responsibility for it, I can assure you it's okay. Now, back to the issue of Yain Mevushal, Shmuel v'abalet, abalet was some pagan, and Aviyatva, they were sitting together. Aitu l'kamayu chamra mevashla, they brought some Yain Mevushal to them. Mashchili Yadei, Abalet pulled his hand back because he didn't want to mess it up for his friend Shmuel. Amarle Shmuel, Hare Amru Yain Mevushal in Bomashum Yain Nesech. He said, don't worry, in our tradition, there is no issue of Yain Nesech. Once it's Yain Mevushal, you could touch it. Amte de Rabbi Chia, Igloy Leahu Chamram Vashla. So Rabbi Chia's maid had found that there was some Yain Mevushal that had been left uncovered. Ata the coming to Rabbi Chia, she came to Rabbi Chia, do I have to throw it out? Amarle Hare Amru, he quoted the tradition that says, Yain Mevushal, in bo mishum gilui. There is no issue of gilui for Yain Mevushal, and therefore you can keep it. Now, another case. Shamei Rav Ada Bar Ava, his servant, Igloi Yechamra Meziga. This is Yain Mazug, now diluted wine. Amro Yain Mazug, in bo mishum gilui. Again, no problem. Amro Papa, Lomran, Ela de Mazig Tuva. He said that's only if it's really diluted. Mazig Velo Mazig, if it's only a little bit diluted, Shati, the snakes will drink it, and then you got to be worried. Mazig Velo Mazig Mishati. Since when do they drink this stuff that's only lightly diluted? For Rabbi Barvuna, Rabbi Ka'azel Ba'arba, he was on a boat. Rabbi Nakid Chamer Bihadei, there was wine, he had a cargo of wine. Rechazi Elohu Chivya Detzari Va'ati, saw a snake coming. Rechame Sami Eni Dedein, blind this one, meaning get rid of him. Shakil Kale Maya, he took some water. Shadavei threw it at him. Vesar Lachori, ran back. So the idea, the notion here was that if there's any water mixed with the wine, the snake's going to back off. The answer is, achaya maser nafshe. The snake will even risk his life if he can get some real wine. Hamzigol maser nafshe. He may be willing to drink yain mazug, but he's not going to risk himself for that. So that's the way they interpreted the snake's behavior, backing off when they threw a little wine into the water. But nonetheless say that yain that's not super diluted still is a problem. Now you'll see that it gets a little more serious. Hamzigol maser nafshe. He won't even risk himself for yain mazug. Watch this. Rabbi Yani was in this place by Achbori in the Galil. Va'amrile bar Hadaya habi bar Achbori, also bar Hadaya was there. But either way, it took place in the same place. He was sitting with other people drinking yain mazug. There was a little bit of wine left in the bottle, and they put some cloth in to stop it up like a cork. They saw a snake. It was quite remarkable. The shakil mai of Rama Bakuba kept bringing water to put into the top of the bottle, point being to overflow the wine. Adamala Bakuba sali chamri lave prunka vashati, till the wine overflowed, went through the cloth, and then he was able to drink it, which means the snake was going to tremendous trouble to get this wine. Certainly quite a remarkable story. Even though the wine was mazuk, the answer is Amri de mazik iu shati. If he's the one who mixes it, he won't mind. Mazik achrina lo shati. But if he finds that somebody else mixed the wine, then he's not going to go to make great trouble for it. If it's there, it's there. So you still have to worry about it. Now, you'll see in the end, Amravashi vitemra mashashaya peruka la sakanta. Is there really a solution for such sakana, for such danger? It's a dangerous thing. Remember, we heard danger is more serious than isurim. Sakanta chamir mi isura. The ruling is the diluted wine, meaning the pure wine they had that they would mix with water, it still has a din of gilui, it also has a din of yayin nesach, and therefore we treat it like regular wine. Yayin mevushal, ain't bo mishum gilui and mishum yayin nesach. Once it's boiled, the snakes aren't going to go for it, and the goyim won't put it on their altar, and there's no yayin nesach. Okay, shame de rav chilki abartuvi igla yahu kista demai vahame naim gaba. The servant of this rabbi was sitting next to an open barrel of water. Ata the gabed Rav Chilki Abartuvi. And then he said, you know what, I fell asleep next to this barrel. And now what's the status of the water? We have a tradition that the snakes are afraid of any human being there, even if there's the human's asleep. But we say that's only during the day, no, not at night. Velohi. We actually don't hold that principle. We say the snakes aren't afraid. They can tell if you're asleep. And even during the day, they're going to go up and drink from it. So you have to throw it out. In the end, that's not what he told him, but that's what our conclusion is. Now, Rav lo shati mebe arma. Rav would not drink water from a non-Jew's house. Amar lo zeir bigului. They're not careful about mayim gulim, and this could be poison water. Not they're trying to hurt me, but they're just not careful. But he would drink from, let's say, a Jewish widow's house. Why? Amar sircha de gavra nikita. She continues to maintain the same vigilance that she had when her husband was there and would tell her what to do. Shmuel ashati mayim be'amalta. Shmuel had the opposite tradition. He would not eat from the almana. Amar leit la emata de gavra. She has no husband who she's afraid of. V'lomichsi maya. Therefore, she doesn't cover up the water. She doesn't care about it. Be'arma ashati. He would drink from a non-Jew's house. Nehid agilui lo kapti. They're not careful about mayim megulim. Aman karuta miyam kapti. They are careful about cleanliness in general. Ikadami, there's another version. Rav loshati mayam ibear ma. Avam ibear malta shati. The same thing we had earlier. Shmuel loshati maya lo ibear ma. Avalo ibear malta. Shmuel wouldn't drink from either one of those. That was the other version. There's three kinds of wine. Because of their unique taste, there's no din of gilui. The snakes won't, they'll back off. Velo in chad, if it's sharp, mar, bitter, or matok, sweet. Chad is tila charifa de matzri ziki. It's so sharp it actually busts through the barrels. Mar is called yarnka, and matok is called chulia. Chamatni liluya, he taught it differently. Chad is chamar pilpilin. That's when you have pure pepper in it. Mar afsintin, and matok is made barg. All right, these different kinds of wine. Shemen lakish, karina in bomishum gilui. He's a certain kind of wine called karina. My karina, what's that? Well, chamra chalia da'atim Asia. It's a very sharp wine that comes from Asia, which is in Turkey. Ravim komo yesh po mishum gilui. But Rava said, but in Asia, it is a din of gilui, my time, huh? Chamradinahu, it's the local drink. Therefore, the snakes are used to it. They don't get bothered by the sharpness, and they're used to drinking it, and they'll put their poison in it. Rava, hai chamra da'akrim. If you have wine that's gone bad, atlata yomi yesh po mishum gilui, mishum yai nesach. For the first 3 days, it's still considered wine. And therefore, there's a concern about yain, about gilui, and there's also a concern about yain nesach. After 3 days, it's already junk, and they're not going to do that. But our day, Amri, then our Danes and Pumadita said, after 3 days, we're still concerned about gilui. Not yain nesach, because no heathen is going to put that on his altar, but gilui there is. My tama zinad mikri vishati, because sometimes the snake will go drink it anyway. Okay, Tana Rabbanan, Yain Toseis, which means grape juice, right out of the grape. Ein b'mishum gilui. There's no gilui. V'chametzisato, how long? Gimel yamim, for the first 3 days, it's called yayin toseis. Hashichlayim, which is evidently a mixture of some of the grape seeds and some water. Ein v'mishum gilui, uvnei golan agubin isur, but in Bavel, they're careful about it. V'lomran ela delet bahu chalav, that's only if there's no vinegar. V'lomran ela is vinegar, migar bahu, it kills the poison. Kutach habavli, that's a mixture with asah in Masachet Pesachim, zeitom amitzri and yayin domi, and kutach habavli, it's a mixture of flour and honey and milk. Ein bo mishum gilui, because of the milk. Golana gubo isur. Now they said there's an isur. Or menashi itpe nikure chashinim. But if you see little pecks, then everybody's got to be concerned that those might be snake pecks. Machia bar ashem or shmuel mei tiftif. Ein bo mishum gilui. If you have to see somewhere where the water's dripping, there's no gilui there, because the snake's going to be able to come under when it's dripping on his head. Ashi vahuda avi tif lahadi tif tif. It has to be keep dropping consistently. If you have a fig and it's open, there's no gilui there. Come on. You can eat figs and dates at night, grapes and figs at night, and not be worried that there may be a poison in them. Because Hashem watches fools, meaning that pasuk is applied to things in which we have behavior that everybody's involved with, even though there's slight danger. Again, I did the Daishu Barabim, since most people do it, so we say Shomer Ptayim Hashem. People do this. The Blazim says, okay, we can rely that there's no poison fig. Safra Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Deroma. That's Rabbi Yeshua of the South. So Shamine Erasein. There's three kinds of poison. Shal Bachur, meaning a young snake, Shokea. It's so heavy it sinks to the bottom of the barrel. Shal Benoni, a middle guy, Mefapea. It bubbles. Michel Zakein, Saf, an old guy, it just floats to the top. Lamemer de Chamer de Koshish Kochush Chelei, do you mean that the older he gets, the weaker he gets? Tanish Loshakos, Manchamaz Kinim, Gvura, Mito, Seven, man. There's three things that get stronger when they get older. When dog, a fish, Nachash, a snake, Vachazir, a chazir, pig. The answer is Koach, Usufi, the Kamosif. Yeah, they get stronger, Ziare Kolish, but the venom gets weaker. So Shabachur Shokea, what's the point of telling me that it sinks if it's a young snake? Etanya, Chavichinit Galef, you had a barrel that was uncovered. Even though 9 people, foolishly, of course, drank from it and they didn't die, nonetheless, Lo Yishnevi Men Asiri, don't drink if you're the 10th guy. And Maaseh Shayash, Atum Menu Tishav Lomaitu, Vishasiri Mate. There was a story like that where 9 people drank from it and the 10th guy then drank from lower water and died, so it must have been that this was Ramiya Zo Shokea. That must have been Shokea, meaning that must have been a young snake whose venom went to the bottom. Same thing if you have watermelon that was left wide open. 9 people ate from it. The 10th guy shouldn't eat. Same thing, and Rebbe said this must have been a young snake that put his venom in it, went to the bottom, and the guy who ate from the bottom died. All right, Tana Rabbanan, Mayim Shinit Galu. If you have water that was left uncovered, Areza Loish Pachem Reshut Arabim. You can't spill it out in Reshut Arabim because the venom is even for contact. So if somebody walks through barefoot, they're going to get venom on their feet. V'le'abitz Benet Tavayit. Don't use it to tamp down the house. V'le'gabel Benet Tatit. Don't use it to mix mortar. V'le'ashkemehen Lo Bem Tov V'lo Bem Et Chaver. Don't give it to drink to your animal or to somebody else's animal. Below your chazben panav yadav raglav. Don't wash your face or your hands or your feet with it. Chachamim makom sheis sirta asur in sirta mutar. Achim say prohibition of washing your hands or feet, etc., is only if there's a crack in your skin. Achim anu tanakam. What's the difference? Benayu gavayad vegavar regel. Romane deapi. So the back of your hand, the back of your feet, or the slope of your nose, according to Achim, is okay because there's no crack there. According to Tanakam, it's still prohibited. It's issues of danger. Amar loyashkemehen lo bemtov lo mamat chavero. So our brayta that we just read said you cannot give it to drink to your animal or another animal, another person's animal. Vaytanya v'omashkir l'matatzmo. But we have a brayta that says you can give it to your own animal. Tanya hila shunra. That's talking about a cat. Cats don't get hurt by this stuff. Iachi de chavrinamis. So give it to your friend's cat. Again, it's no different than you and your friends. Chavre kachish. The cat gets a little sick first. Then nami kachish. Your animal gets sick too. So hadabari, your animal get better. Chaminami hadabari, so your friends will get better again. Again, what's the difference between? Zinin debai lizvuna mafsid lemine. The answer is your friend may want to sell the cat right now. And then you're going to be mafsid him because You're going to be mafsid him because he's going to want to sell it, and right now the cat is sick because you gave it this, you allowed it to drink this stuff. Okay, we'll pause at this point. We'll pick it up at the bottom of Daf Lamed Amud Bet in the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.